This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
You gotta fight for your right.
Fiona Patten took her place in politics as the leader of the Australian Sex Party.
I know a lot about this.
Last year, the Sex Party was dissolved to make way for Reason, a political party through which its founder is aiming to take radical common sense nationwide.
Well, maybe there is too much sex in Parliament, and what we do need is more Reason.
My motion is one piece in this puzzle, and I'm pleased to start the dialogue.
Reason will get attention in certainly what seems like a very unreasonable time in politics.
Good morning, Fiona Patten.
Good morning. That's fantastic.
Yeah, what an introduction,
Johnny,
huh?
I know. Johnny Farnham on Joy. When was the last time you heard that?
Let's hope never again. But no. Fiona, we've got a very big week this week. We've got the Wentworth by-election this Saturday.
Yes, and that appalling email that went out last night.
Oh, yeah, we saw that Karen contracted HIV yesterday or something and will not be running it. They should vote Liberal instead.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I know. It doesn't get more dirty than that, really. That was just so disgusting. But it's going to be an interesting race. I think there's about 10 candidates, so it'll definitely come down to the wire. And, it's been really interesting just seeing how it's affecting federal politics, where things like the religious freedoms report, they're not going to release that really till after.
Yes.
Till after the election.
But is that a shock, Fiona? They've had it since, isn't it May, March anyway? They've been sitting on it and holding it anyway, so we only know because it was leaked.
That's right. And I think, you're right. I think there's other reasons why they're holding on to it, because they don't like what's in it, because it actually shows the enormous number of religious freedoms that our religious organisations already get.
Exactly what you said. I was reading something and they said this might be their biggest mistake. This might come back and bite them on the butt.
Yes.
Because it's come back and actually realised they have more than they should. But we're here to talk about important things today, and we're going to talk about drug reform and pill testing.
Yes. There's a level of urgency to this now. The evidence is in. It saves lives. And any government that doesn't allow it is actually putting young people at risk.
Well, I mean, we all know that the war on drugs is not working. It's not a war on drugs, because, basically it's a war on people with mental health that might get caught up in a drug dependency.
Yeah.
Has nothing against the people who are shoving it down people. But you are correct. So, I mean, we all know that in the LGBTI community, look, we all know that drug taking is there. Pill testing is something people are going to take. It is going to save lives. People are going to be able to know what they're putting in their body.
And what it means, and what we saw, like I went overseas last year and took some politicians with me and a police officer, and we saw how it operated in the UK. And we saw that if the report came back that the substance was either unknown or wasn't what they expected, they threw the substance away. They didn't take it. So that saves lives. They also, sometimes you have no idea how strong the substance is either, and that's where you can get into real trouble with overdosing. So they also provided that information. So as well as just general drug information, are you drinking alcohol? Are you using other drugs? Are you doing this? So it was really frontline harm minimization. And I'm very hopeful that the government will make an announcement for a trial to happen, so that this summer we can ensure that our festivals are safer. In some countries, you can't get insurance unless you've got pill testing.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow, that's such a... Well, I mean, that sounds fantastic.
Very progressive. Yeah. I see there was a push also to move one of the music festivals to Canberra, because I believe you can do it there.
Well, that's right. Canberra did run a test. And, it was really alarming because, we probably have the most expensive drugs in the world. We also have the most adulterated drugs.
Oh.
So what they found there was just there was paint, you know, paint thinner or what's the paint remover, nail polish remover. Like there was just horrendous things in some of the substances that were tested. And those people didn't take those substances as a result of the testing.
I mean, as if that...
So we saved people's lives.
The mental illness, that what's in there, what that could cause, I mean, you don't know what you're taking. It's ridiculous.
Fiona, we've got Canada... Canada's legalising cannabis legislation, I think, tomorrow.
Well, actually, it's already happened.
Oh, it's happened.
Wow. I'm not sure where Canada's time is. I know they're behind us, but it happened midnight Wednesday their time.
Ah.
So I think, I think they've all been lighting up in celebration over there, or vaping in celebration.
Vaping.
Over there.
Look, it's a real hard
vaping
one.
In celebration.
We're reading here that alcohol is about to go up. I mean, it's an illegal drug. We let people buy it everywhere on the streets. It causes more harm. They're about to push up alcohol. Now, that worries me as a parent with young children. If you can't afford a UDL to go to a party, and let's just be honest, it's 17, 18, 19-year-olds should be drinking UDLs when they go to a party. If they become so expensive, what are they going to buy? Crack is that cheap on the streets. God knows what is on there. This is scary. We need to change the whole way we treat drugs, and we need to talk about them.
That's exactly right. And as we know with the with alcohol, when they put up the UDLs, when they put up the price of those some years ago, it just led kids to buying bottles of vodka instead.
Straight vodka.
And making their own, you know, mixing it with lemonade or whatever soft drink they had at hand. So people were actually preloading before they went out and getting drunker as a result.
Fiona, do you think that the Canadian model is a good model for Victoria to follow?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I was there earlier this year and saw the Senate vote, discussed it with the senators and other members of Parliament, the health minister, the health authorities, discussed it with all of them. Mm. And it is a good model. This is about keeping cannabis away from children and criminals.
Correct.
Now, we know in Victoria, criminals make about over $1 billion selling cannabis here. There's probably, I think it's close to 40% of us have used cannabis, and about 10% of us use it regularly. So take it out of the hands of criminals. You know, it's easier for a kid to buy a joint than it is for them to buy a cigarette because we regulate and control it.
And that is correct. And at least if we control in it into government, we know what people are taking. We can tax the bugger of a thing. And could you imagine?
Exactly. Like,
it's crazy. And that money can actually go into health prevention. It can help people with mental illnesses so they don't get caught up with drug dependency. Because we all know it stuffs your life. You know, get a drug dependent.
That's right.
There's no mortgage. You don't hold a job. You're not going to have your children for very long. So it's a mental health issue.
Fiona, in other topics, what do you think of Prime Minister Scott Morrison considering shifting the Australian embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
I really don't like it.
No.
I think it's too early in the morning to go into, Palestine versus Israel, but this to me seems to be, it's a clear election message.
Correct.
To the sort of the more Zionist Jews who live in Wentworth. I'm disturbed by it, and I think we all should be. Now, this is not working out a two-state solution. This is actually picking sides, and this is not what Australia should do. It's not what the UN wants. It's not what most countries are doing. I think following Donald Trump on international foreign affairs is not wise.
Yeah. You don't want his name at the bottom of your sheet, do you, when you put it up to Parliament? Oh, thank you on behalf of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Follow him on Twitter, but don't follow him on foreign affairs. A note to the Prime Minister.
Fiona, thanks for your time this morning. We'll be watching the Wentworth by-election. We'll be glued to the TVs this Saturday.
Yeah. And we are watching you, Fiona. Get out there with your party and give them hell.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.